As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
One, two, three. There it is. The sun is rising up over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table. That's a fact. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday. This would be St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, 2010, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. Although, again, today we're going to be rather light on the news. Definitely get into some facts, facts from history. Might even advance some solutions today. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. With all kinds of philosophically radical concepts on this broadcast. But freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Sound a little distracted this morning? Yes, indeed, I am. I have had nothing but one computer problem after the next for the last 3.5 hours, and I'm a little bit frustrated. Whoever is out there in this great global world that is hacking my computer, I wish you would find another rock to crawl underneath and leave me alone. Unfortunately, I've now got wirelesses on my back and so on and so forth. So there's somebody within a few miles of me that is definitely causing me some grief, and I'm going to do what I can to rectify that problem. But anywho, all of that being said, very interesting stuff going on in the market report for this morning. A lot of activity going on. Everything looked really good about 6 o'clock this morning. When I logged on, things were going up. Gold was going up. Everything was looking really good. And then we had a substantial reversal. Anyway, let's look at that for Wednesday, March the 17th, 2010. After trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold was trading off 10 cents at $1,125.80. Well, it was up 14, something like that, earlier this morning, $14. But I guess the government just can't stand it when gold just does its own thing. So they were in all over, out stomping it down. Silver down 3 cents as well, $17.41 an ounce. Platinum loses $2, and I can't be sure of that. Variety of different reports on platinum this morning. What's really happening in the platinum market, I don't know. But I'm showing $1,633 an ounce for platinum, off $2, and palladium up $2 at $473 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,123.30 for a low. You can see we're only a little bit above that. But the high earlier was $1,134.40. So, as like I said, it was going for the towards the 140 line, and everything was looking good. All of a sudden, we had these major pounding reversals. But the London Gold Fix this morning, the boys set the price at $1,131.25. Obviously, the London Bullion Market Association didn't anticipate these attacks either. The SPDR gold shares unchanged. They don't seem to be involved in it. This is a minute-by-minute update on their website. 1,115.51 tons in their holding for $40.33 billion. No, who knows who's involved in it, but somebody is monkeying with the gold as well. So this is a real interesting day starting up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, well, pick that up right on the other side of this break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned. Lots more to come.
Team TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Wednesday, March the 17th, working off of yesterday's show notes here. I couldn't even print out something off my computer this morning. So anyway, back on our Wednesday, March the 17th, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday, despite the assaults right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. As I said in the beginning of the first hour here, that we had quite a flurry of activity. It's still continuing in the gold spot market, the silver, all of the precious metals. A lot of manipulation going on there. It's not limited to that, however. Crude oil today up higher. I don't know how much it's up. Again, it's up a little bit, a couple of bucks. I could go and look at my chart from yesterday. But right now, crude is running 82.42. And of course, OPEC had news in the on the Bloomberg website this morning before the computer crashed for the third or the fourth time. That says something about how OPEC is real happy with the higher price of oil. Of course, the producer price index PPI yesterday was talking about a decline in the gasoline prices. I don't know where they live, but they certainly don't live around me. Prices around here are not declining, and crude oil is going up. So what are they just creating news out of thin air? I think so. The U.S. dollar index continues to drop. Don't know how much. I know what it is. But anyway, 79.67 is what the USDX is showing. But big changes in the forex, the foreign exchange market. This morning, the Canadian dollar, I don't know if any of this information is correct, folks. There's lots going on the web. I don't know. Perhaps you need to browse around a little bit. Keep your eyes on this stuff. I don't know what's going down here today, but it looks rather unusual. The Canadian dollar shows 99 cents. That would be up almost 2 cents. It was 97, isn't it, just yesterday or the day before? 97. Well, today it's 99 cents, very close to parity with the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso tops out. Now, we've been saying for a long time, you know, you can fill up your pockets with pesos for 8 cents a pop. Well, today it's actually, I'm not rounding up to get 8 cents. Now it's actually fully at 8 cents U.S. The multiplier is 12.4810, and that gets you above the 0.07999 and 93 and 92 and 89 and 99 and so on. It all rounds up to 8. Well, this morning it's definitely up. So again, compared to the U.S. dollar, the Mexican peso and the Canadian loonie are both stronger. The euro, off about 0.2 basis points, trades at $1.38 U.S. The British pound moves up again strongly, 0.61% or 61 basis points, trading at $1.54. In the Swiss franc, I don't know whether it went up, went down, or otherwise. The websites I usually go to show it's trading flat, but I'm showing it at 95 cents, which I believe was higher than it was yesterday. In the bond market this morning, the bonds are running 0.92%, a yield on the 2-year. The 10-year is yielding 3.65, the 30 at 4.58. And the 15-year mortgages this morning, the fixed-rate mortgages, moved down from 4.42% a month ago to 4.36. And the 30-year moves down from 5.08 a month ago to 5.01. So again, gold was trading off 0.10 or 10 cents at $1,125.80 as of an hour ago. Where it'll go today, I don't know. But if you're in the marketplace, I would recommend that you pay attention today. See where things go. It might all just settle down. Might just settle down and be normal. I don't know. We'll see. But yes, indeed, and in fact, today is St. Paddy's Day. And I don't, as you know, observe the merchant man's holy day, so I won't be going out drinking green beer tonight. But St. Patrick's Day is a rather unusual day, and the figure is rather unusual as well. Received several timely letters, two of them, from our friend Daryl Eberhart. And those of you that have listened to the broadcast since I came on Oracle here, you'll remember that long series that we did with Daryl, basically just the history of the Jesuits and the Catholic Church and all of the various and sundry atrocities that have been perpetrated by them on other peoples, especially Christians, which is kind of an anomaly, isn't it? Well, anyhow, it shouldn't be any surprise to us. But this, again, was sent by Daryl Eberhart, and this was by Richard Bennett. And I don't know whether any of you know who Richard Bennett is, the Berean Beacon. You might check it out, and I'll give you some links as to how to do that. But this is the story or the legacy of the true historical Patrick. Ireland has a very distinctive history. It was an island untouched by the Roman legions. Did you know that? That very early on, Rome was all over England, if you will, Britain, the Britons, Britannia, all over it. But apparently, they didn't get over to Ireland, and so Ireland was spared from the Roman influence for quite a while. And Patrick, the evangelist, brought to it the gospel of grace. Now, if you go back and take a look at the very beginning of what would be considered the Christian religion, the Christian faith, that which has been canonized in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and so on in the Gospels, there is quite a bit of difference between the way that the Catholic Church has rolled all of this out in the more modern times than they began. There are lots and lots of very interesting histories to look into, people like the Bogomils and others, the Waldenses, the Vaudois, the Albigensian, etc. But there is lots going on. And there has been a lot of hoodoo voodoo used by Rome to create a system of universal or Catholic religion that they could use as really a control system over the people that they conquered, dominated, and occupied in the westward expansion. So there's much very interesting history in all of this. But the great questions, some of the great questions lie in there, is was there ever at any one time a group of people who had some knowledge of the events that happened in and around Jerusalem at the time of the story? And I have to say it that way because from a historicity standpoint, it's very weak. But from the time that the story of this fellow named Yahweh or Jehovah, or as they say in the King James, Jesus, from the time of his ministry, if you will, a very short period of time, there may be other stories, there may be other incidences, there may be other documents and writings that have been suppressed, things that would give us a different outlook as to what really transpired there. But certainly, Daryl Eberhardt and many others are looking at that time period saying there was another story and we don't get it all. So let's hear a little bit about the legacy of this true historical Patrick from the pen of Richard Bennett. And I can tell you this little six-page document here is very, very well sourced. You can go back. He cites all of his sources. Again, Ireland has a very distinctive history. It was an island untouched by the Roman legions, and Patrick the Evangelist brought it to the gospel of grace. Patrick was himself descended from a family that had been, for two generations at least, in Christ. Well, we'll pick it up right there. Sorry.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. PolitiStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we've returned once again looking at the legacy of the true historical Patrick, this written by Richard Bennett, a former Catholic priest, by the way. Patrick was himself descended from a family that had been, well, before I go there, let me go here as well. A lot of this information is traced back to the confession of Patrick. In other words, this is like an autobiographical document that has been verified or authenticated, and there are several versions and several copies, very old, extant. So this is the source that our author is drawing from, and I think it couldn't be any better than to go back to the man's own writings. So again, when we're talking about he tells us, and so on, this is actually a verified document, the Confessions of Patrick. Patrick was himself descended from a family that had been, for two generations at least, in Christ Jesus, the author writes. His father, he tells us, was the, quote, Deacon Calpurnius, son of the late Potitus, a presbyter of the settlement of Bonaven Tabernae. You know, even though I'm very Irish myself and Scotch as well, I'm not proficient in the languages, so we'll just stumble along and try and eke out a phonetic pronunciation. These facts are recorded in Patrick's own testimony of faith. This authentic document is preserved in five manuscripts, one in the Book of Armagh of the 7th century, the second in the Cotton Library of the 10th century, a third in the French Monastery of St. Vedastus, and two more in the Cathedral Library of Salisbury. This authenticated document is the main source of both the person and the mission of Patrick, and also his clear statement of the gospel of grace, which we'll discover is not quite the same gospel preached by the Roman Catholics of the time and or now. Continuing, Patrick was born in the year 373. Now, I'll just stop right there and say, think about it from this standpoint. How much do you know about the writings of our founders just back 400 years ago? If, were it not for the various and sundry documents preserved and translated, written by man as they are, translated if they were in foreign tongues, carried forward and preserved as they are in various libraries and holdings, how much do you actually know and that you could actually recite or testify to about the origins not only of our country, but also the writings of our founders? Even I, with all that I've read, taken away from my library and having to draw from memory, I'd be pressed, no doubt about it, pressed. Very few quotations could I recite without referring to my own sources. So when we think about the Bible and we think about the development and of the Christian religion, we're talking about Patrick here, born 373 years after, if you will, the Passion of Christ. Patrick was born in the year 373 in a town on the River Clyde in Roman Britain, now a part of Scotland. When he was 16 years old, Patrick was captured by a band of pirates who sold him to a chieftain in what is now County Antrim in Northern Ireland. Now, before I've shared this with you, I went to my encyclopedias and I've gone down and I've read the various articles on St. Patrick. And this author's testimony here, this writing, is consistent with the encyclopedia texts, but the encyclopedia texts are diminished in the details that Richard Bennett here, our author, is bringing forward, and from his own research, from the Confessions of Patrick and other sources. So we always begin, as I say, with the dictionary, then we advance to the encyclopedias, and from there we go out to the various authors, and what better author than the man himself, in this case, in his own writings, we can refer to from documents that have been authenticated. When he was 16 years old, Patrick was captured by a band of pirates who sold him to a chieftain in what is now County Antrim in Northern Ireland. For 6 years, he tended flocks. In his testimony, he tells us, quote, "I was taken captive before I knew what I should desire and what I should shun," close quote. Isn't that an interesting phrase? I was taken captive before I knew what I should desire and what I should shun. It's kind of a way of saying, as an infant, as a young man, as someone who hadn't gained his majority yet, still in a minority, not quite clear on the right course of action in one's life. Maybe some of you have gone through that period and can remember back in those days in your youth when you knew not what you should desire or what you should shun. Continuing, it was during the time of his captivity that he turned from his careless ways and came to a saving knowledge of Christ Jesus. He was convinced that he was a sinner in his own words, quote, "Before I was humbled, I was like a stone lying in a deep mire. And he that is mighty came and in his mercy raised me up and indeed lifted me high up and placed me on top of the wall. And from there, I ought to shout out in gratitude to the Lord for his great favors in this world and forever that the mind of man cannot measure," close quote. His own words, what is known as Saint Patrick writing here. Patrick, like so many of the godly men of history, found God's favor in the riches of the grace of Christ. This was the theme echoing throughout the testimony of Patrick. In his own words, quote, "I am greatly God's debtor because he granted me so much grace," close quote. He then grew in the grace of God, having believed on, quote, "the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth," close quote. He directly received of, quote, "his fullness, grace for grace," close quote, in his own words, quote, "More and more do the love of God, my fear of him and faith increase, and my spirit was moved, so that in a day I said from 1 up to 100 prayers, and in the night a like number." How many of you have ever prayed, perhaps? Have you ever prayed 100 times in a day, or perhaps 100 times in one day and 100 times in one night? Have any of you ever been able to, in your meditations, silence your self-talk cycle? In other words, at any time during the waking hours of the day, have you ever been able to be so still in your mind and in your spirit that you weren't talking to yourself? And actually be able to cease talking to yourself? Have you ever prayed continuously? These are some of the things that Patrick was experiencing, obviously, in his youth. Continuing, "before daylight to pray in the snow," oops, I shouldn't do that, here I go, "besides, I used to stay out in the forest and on the mountains, and I would wake up," stapled together here, "and before daylight to pray in the snow, in icy coldness, in rain, and I used to feel neither ill nor any slothfulness, because as I now see, the Spirit was burning in me at that time." Have you ever, in your life, you felt this feeling as if you were called to do something, as if there was something that you had to tend to, an area of inquiry that you needed to make? I think this is the feeling that is being expressed here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, again, here we are looking at a time period about 370 years, thereabouts, plus or minus, from the time of, I'll just say it this way, in all courtesy, from the time that the story of a man, Christ, came out of the Near East and made its way west, so far west to the Isle of Ireland and England. And perhaps I could say or ask that how many that are listening this morning have any ability to work with the Paleo-Hebrew language? How many have any ability to work with Greek? How many have the ability to work with Aramaic or any of the original tongues that these various stories, if I could say so politely, were written in before they made their ways to westward? So our Patrick here is dealing apparently with whatever was available at hand for him to come to some understanding of what this message was about Christ, and here we're finding him at a very young age. Patrick relates how after 6 years, and again, he was taken into bondage, captivity. He escaped, and after a difficult journey on land and sea, returned to his people in Scotland. Now, that's quite a journey. Our author doesn't take it to the extent that the encyclopedia does, but he had crossed over to the continent, found himself in a monastery, learned something there, and then came back to his people in Scotland. In his own words, quote, "I was again in Britain with my family, or kinsfolk, and they welcomed me as a son and asked me in faith that after the great tribulations I had endured, I should not go anywhere else away from them," close quote. Now remember, of course, his father was a minister. And so he had grown up or had access to the scripture and the gospels, perhaps from an early age. Now, his direct mission from the Lord, our author writes, this is Richard Bennett writing, "Like the Apostle Paul, he received a clear and personal call from the Lord to preach the gospel in the land of his former captivity." And do recall that at this time, Druidism was in vogue in Ireland. And so if you were coming around about as a Christian, you were doing so in the presence of Druids. They might not take kindly to that. He described his call in these words, quote, "I saw a man whose name was Victorious, coming as if from Ireland with innumerable letters, and he gave me one of them. And I read the beginning of the letter, quote, 'The voice of the Irish,' close quote. And he gave me one of, and as I was reading the beginning of the letter, I seemed at that moment to hear the voice of, and as I was reading the beginning of a voice of, and of those who were beside the forest of Fucklut." I'm sorry, that's the way it's spelled. "Which is near the Western Sea. And they were crying as if with one voice, quote, 'We beg you, holy youth, that you shall come and shall walk again among us,' close quote. And I was stung intensely in my heart so that I could read no more, and thus I awoke. Thanks be to God, because after so many years, the Lord bestowed on them according to their cry." So now we're dealing with a dream. Again, look at the time period and the place and the space, Scotland, Ireland. You know, everybody's going to be overloaded with shamrocks and leprechauns today. The druids still walking about, Stonehenge and all of that. Think about it from the standpoint of zero influence from radio frequencies and things like that. Perhaps think of it from the standpoint of a time when we still were able to access more of our spiritual frequencies or our intuitive self. And here in this dream, he had, a vision in his dream and received a message which he was able to remember after he woke. And he remembered it well enough to be able to say what he heard in the dream. How many of you have ever had a dream from which you awoke, and that you could actually sit down with a notepad and write down what it was that you'd heard in the dream? Continuing, he speaks of being called again in a dream another night, but makes it clear how he interpreted what was happening by the scriptures. He wrote, quote, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with the sighs too deep for utterance," close quote. And again, quote, "The Lord our advocate intercedes for us," close quote. Thus, Patrick relies on scripture to understand his experience and to see that it was the Lord himself who was calling him. In his own words, quote, "He who gave his life for you, he it is who speaks within you," close quote. He understood that Christ Jesus, who had died for his sins, was the one who was calling him to work as an evangelist in the very island where he had been held captive. You wouldn't think he'd want to go back to that spot again, but he did. He wanted to. A second historical document from Patrick's own hand is his letter to Coratacus, perhaps. In it, he explains his assignment from God to a foreign nation for the glory of eternal life that is in Christ Jesus. Now, again, as we're going through this, just listen to what's being said here. The author has compiled and has typed out for us. Without your filters on, where you're not blocking out one thing, but just listen in so far as that what is about to transpire as a result of Patrick's influence and evangelism is real. It's not a story. This isn't the go drink green beer St. Paddy's Day that media would like us to keep in our minds today. This is a much different experience. This is a transformation of Ireland from quote-unquote pagan and Druid to Christian, not truly pre-Roman Catholic, but sans Roman Catholic doctrine. He was not practicing the doctrine of Roman Catholicism. He was working out of his spirit and from whatever he'd gleaned from the books. Continuing, a second historical document from Patrick's own hand is his letter to Croticus. In it, he explains his assignment from God to a foreign nation for the glory of eternal life that is in Christ Jesus. His own words are the following, quote, "Thus I am a servant in Christ to a foreign nation for the unspeakable glory of life everlasting, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Close quote. This is a major factor in understanding Patrick. He knew himself as a sinner and found salvation where only sinners find it, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Close quote. The first words of his testimony read, "I, Patrick, a sinner, a most simple countryman, the least of all the faithful, and most contemptible to many." Doesn't that sound like the writings of Paul? Likewise, in the beginning of his letter to Croticus, he states, quote, "I, Patrick, a sinner, unlearned resident in Ireland," close quote. Clearly, Patrick saw himself as a sinner. He did not look to some spark of life from within himself or to some ritual. Rather, he looked under Christ Jesus. Patrick's words, quote, "unspeakable glory of life everlasting, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord," close quote, shows his distinct and personal comfort and courage in Christ. Totally unlike religion that looks to rituals, Patrick had his eyes set on the Lord. Or he had his eyes set on a picture of what he felt or was led by his spirit to understand from what he read, from whatever sources he was reading from. You know, he didn't have the King James Bible in 373 A.D. Catholicism now, and to some extent even in Patrick's time, looks to sacraments as necessary for salvation. Patrick saw himself only as a sinner saved by grace in Christ Jesus. Patrick's message is that salvation is totally in Christ alone, a message utterly diverse from that of Roman Catholicism then and now. And again, this is being written by Richard Bennett, formerly a Catholic priest. His mission begins. Patrick, the Christian evangelist, being about 30 years old, isn't that just about the same time that Christ is said to have begun his ministry? Patrick, well, we'll have to pick up Patrick's ministry on the other side of this break. Hope you're finding this interesting. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where over thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So we've returned once again, and this is March the 17th. It is Wednesday. It is St. Patty's Day, and we're talking about St. Patrick, the real guy, Patrick. not the green beer guy and the leprechaun guy and the four-leaf clover guy, but the real guy, the human, the Homo sapien, the flesh-and-blood individual, and his life, a little bit about him, and the tremendous influence that he had. Every time we start to think that we get involved in this awful malaise, this game of playing, ain't it awful? As I like to say, it's a game that you just can't win. It's a malaise that settles over the top of you every time you feel that you're whipped before you've even begun a thing. We can look back to some of the people who followed the leading in their heart, in their spirit, if you will, and made a great difference right where they were, becoming vocal local, as it were. Continuing, Patrick, the Christian evangelist, being about 30 years old and together with some brothers in the Lord, set out for Ireland. So there were some others at the time. This 373, almost 400 years later, after Christ. There were others also in that area that were sharing the same kind of conviction. He arrived in or about, he set out for Ireland, he arrived in or about the year 405 A.D., this fact of history, you see, we're not talking about fairy tales and fables here. This fact of history is authentic and verified. For example, Marcus, an Irish bishop who lived at the beginning of the 9th century, states that Patrick came to Ireland in the year 405 AD, and Nennius, who lived about the same time, repeats that statement. This date is of great importance because many centuries later there was an attempt made to confuse Patrick with Palladius, who had been sent out by Pope Celestine as a ministry to Ireland. In other words, they were trying to obfuscate real history. They were historical revisionists from the Pope, trying to make this Palladius fellow into Patrick. When news of Patrick's Christian success had reached Rome, Pope Celestine then sent Palladius as a bishop to bring the churches under the control of the papacy. It was in 432, at least 27 years after Patrick's commission from God, that Palladius from Rome came on the scene. 27 years after he'd already begun what you could consider his ministry or his evangelism. When Palladius did come to Ireland, it was to an Ireland that had many Christian churches and that did not accept his message of subservience to the Bishop of Rome. In actual fact, Palladius was greatly discouraged by his lack of success. To quote from the historian Peter Schaff, Palladius was so discouraged that he soon abandoned the field with his assistants for North Britain, where he died among the Picts, P-I-C-T-S. The Roman mission of Palladius failed. The independent mission of Patrick had succeeded. He is the true apostle of Ireland and has impressed his memory in indelible characters upon the Irish race at home and abroad. Again, St. Patrick's Day. God's grace over the course of 60 years. Listen to the influence this fellow had. The work of Patrick and his associates in Ireland was extremely difficult. He came up against the old pagan religion, and, you know, you can use that word pagan, you know, tongue-in-cheek. Anything that isn't Christianity is considered pagan. Not that all other ways are in error. It's just that that's the perspective that's always painted by the church. He came up against the old pagan religion of the Druids, and, of course, if you've ever studied the story of All Saints' Eve or All Hallows' Eve, as I have, you'll find that they have much to do with Druidism, much more to do with Druidism than pumpkins. The people believed in the Druids as pagan priests who mediated for them in things of the spirit. And they did so quite convincingly, I might add. When Patrick preached Christ to Jesus, in his own words, he said, quote, "I am greatly God's debtor because he granted me so much grace that through me many people would be reborn in God and soon after confirmed, that clergy would be ordained everywhere for them and the masses lately come to belief, whom the Lord drew from the ends of the earth. As he once promised through his prophets, quote, to you shall the nations come from the ends of the earth and shall say, our fathers have inherited naught but lies, worthless things in which there is no profit, close quote. We'll come back to that. And again, quote, I have set you to be a light for the Gentiles that you may bring salvation to the uttermost ends of the earth. And I wish to wait then for his promise, which is never unfulfilled, just as it is promised in the gospel, close quote. He wrote of baptizing many thousands of believers after they had professed faith. So he wasn't slack in his doings. He had tremendous success. Tremendous success. Very interesting. To you shall the nations come from the ends of the earth and shall say, our fathers have inherited naught but lies, worthless things in which there is no profit. Think about the similarities with our viewpoints here on Oracle and other networks today, where we look back at the things that we've been taught in our youth and the things that we have seen in the media and the things that you see in the theater and about you on the streets. And we wonder that we have inherited nothing but lies, worthless things in which there's no profit. This idea of materialism, constantly in need of more and more pieces of shiny little scraps of this and that. And all these cheap Chinese plastic wrap tippy-tappies and all of this electronic diversion. that just fills your house and your space with all of this RF soup, which may completely block out your ability to commune one with your spirit. Many things are happening that are beyond our understanding, our comprehension. Many people are working and working out dreams and plans and goals that they've been working on for years to bring our people low and to take our country over. Much they have done. But again, back to the story here of St. Patrick. Sainted, here not being called a saint, just simply a man, Patrick. He also wrote about anxious journeys, difficulties, and disappointments. He combated the powers of darkness in the priesthood of the Druids. Can you imagine? One man, convicted of something in his heart, going up against an institution as what could be considered dreadfully powerful. From my own readings of Celtic history in the past, as powerful as the Druids. He relied on Christ Jesus and the glorious Holy Spirit given to convict people of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. He understood grace to be entirely from God when he declared, quote, I alone can do nothing unless he himself vouchsafes it to me. But let him search my heart and my nature, for I crave enough for it, even too much, and I'm ready for him to grant me that I drink of his chalice, as he has granted to others who love him. Therefore, may it never befall me to be separated by my God from his people, whom he has won in this most remote land. I pray God that he gives me perseverance, and that he will deign that I should be a faithful witness for his sake, right up to the time of my passing. These are his words. These are the words of Patrick, the guy that everybody's going to drink beer, green beer to, and toast this evening. Over the course of 60 years, Patrick went the length and the breadth of Ireland, preaching the gospel, and like Timothy and Titus before him, he ordained elders and established churches. It was reckoned that at the end of his days, there were 360, some say 365 churches across the island. That is no small feat, my friends. These were established, as were the churches in biblical times, with the people served by a pastor or an elder. The authority of the pastor was one of service rather than lording it over the people. It was like that which was established in the pages of the scriptures. So he got his vision, if you will, and his system right out of the book. And then when he shared it with others, because they were spiritual people, they had followed Druids and Druidism, they were not ignorant of the things of the Spirit. They saw his way as a way and followed after it. Likewise, the monasteries set up by Patrick were totally, well, we'll have to pick up the monastery set up by Patrick after the top of the hour break. Stay with us. We're going to talk a little about this. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Thank you.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, the 17th of March, St. Patty's Day, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now beginning our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. In the first hour, we opened up with a reading, basically, of a letter that has been written. It's available for you to get off the internet. This was written by Richard Bennett, a former Catholic priest, and it's titled The Legacy of the True Historical Patrick. We're finding out a little bit about who was St. Paddy, if you will. Who was Patrick before he became a saint? Who was Patrick the evangelist in Ireland? What was his experience like? What successes did he have over the troubles and the travail that he came across, came through? And largely, we're dealing with excerpts from authenticated documents, particularly Patrick's own The Confession of Patrick, which can be found on websites if you'll browse it. It's irelandnow.com/legends/confession.html. The Confession of Patrick can be found on irelandnow.com/legends/confession.html. And there's other sources, many other sources cited in this letter that was written again by Richard Bennett, sent to me by our good friend Daryl Eberhardt, the editor of ETI and TTI newsletters. His website is www.toughissues.org. Toughissues.org. So looking back again and continuing from where we basically left off as we were going into the break at the top of the hour, if I can find my place. Yes, again, Patrick also wrote about anxious journeys, difficulties, and disappointments. He combated the powers of darkness in the priesthood of the Druids. He relied on Christ Jesus, and if you've missed any of this, just bear with us. Go back and listen to the archives, which you can access on www.oraclebroadcasting.com. Look on the right or on the left, and you'll see a click-on link there to the show archives. Open that page, about the third down from the top. You'll find Become Vocal Local, and you too, like many thousands of others, can access the archives to this broadcast at your leisure. But he understood he combated the powers of darkness in the priesthood of the Druids. He relied on Christ Jesus and the glorious Holy Spirit given to convict people of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. He understood grace to be entirely from God when he declared, and here's the quote again, "I alone can do nothing unless he himself vouchsafes it to me. But let him search my heart and my nature, for I crave enough for it, even too much, and I'm ready for him to grant me that I drink of his chalice, as he has granted to others who love him. Therefore, may it never befall me to be separated by my God from his people, whom he has won in this most remote land. I pray God that he gives me perseverance and that he will deign that I should be faithful witness for his sake right up to the time of my passing. Can you imagine? That's the close of the quote. Can you imagine how many people out there across America today who may feel led to do something in this struggle for freedom, that if they were to turn inward as opposed to outwardly, the impact they might be able to have.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again, this the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day, 2010, two-hour broadcast live coming to you from the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And I had in my library a biography, and I have to use the past tense because I had it, but I no longer have it in my library, but a biography. I'd loaned the book. A friend was interested in the book, and I loaned the book to a friend and never got the book back. But an autobiography or a biography, I can't recall which, I think it was a biography of Nikola Tesla, in which, my memory serves well enough, while he was still in Europe before coming to emigrating to the United States, Nikola Tesla was walking, I believe, along the shore of a lake with a friend of his, and he dropped down on one knee, I suppose, and smoothed out the sand and began quickly sketching out with his fingers in the sand an idea that had come into his mind. And then he repaired immediately back to his place, his abode, and began to draw it all up, write it out. And that was the invention of the alternating current electric motor. If my memory serves me right, I believe it was the motor, not the generator. Either case, all you have to do is run it the other way, and you've got from a motor to a generator. But alternating current. There was no alternating current before Nikola Tesla. He came up with it. And he came up with it that way. And here, Patrick, the real Patrick, St. Paddy Day's Patrick, the real Patrick, like a Nikola Tesla of his time, listening to his spirit, if you will, in tune with the frequencies that may be all around us that we just somehow or another don't pay attention to, felt, quote-unquote, you know, and I'll just say it myself, led of the Lord, to spread this message. We're talking about the year 400 A.D., spread this message that he'd come across, that he'd been introduced to as a young person by his father and people around him, this idea of Christ, the Savior, if you will. And again, over the course of 60 years, Patrick went the length and the breadth of Ireland, preaching the gospel, and like Timothy and Titus before him, he ordained elders and established churches. This is the idea of the local voting precinct groups, if you will. It is reckoned that at the end of his day, there were some 365 churches across the island. This is Ireland. These were established, as were the churches in biblical times, with the people served, key word, they're served by a pastor or an elder. It's the idea you take the information that you know, the things that you've gleaned off the internet, the things that you've read and researched in your own endeavors from books and sources, and you serve the people in your precinct group as a pastor or an elder, not lording over them, not standing up on some raised platform in funny robes or hats or three-piece suit, badgering the people to death. No, you serve the people. The authority of the pastor was one of service rather than lording it over the people. It was like that which was established in the pages of Scripture. Likewise, the monasteries set up by Patrick were totally unlike the monasteries that were established under the Church of Rome. These monasteries were quite like those of the Vaudois and other early Christian churches of northern Italy and southern France, whereby men came aside for years to be trained in the Scriptures and to learn how to evangelize and to bring the gospel to others. Later in their lives, these men would marry and have families. And these men were not forsaking the world for some retreat of inner holiness. Rather, they were men who saw light and life in Christ Jesus, and wish to evangelize others with the true gospel. And because of these monasteries and the churches that Patrick founded in Ireland, Ireland became known as the Isle of Saints and Scholars. My friends, I've read accounts where, were it not for these monasteries, this Isle of Saints and Scholars, were it not for them, we may not have really the access to the Bible that we have these days, for better or for worse. Their writings, the way that they operated, the things that they did, the level that they operated at, was completely different from the Vatican style. But again, Ireland became known as the Isle of Saints and Scholars. And if you could think of this or relate this to this idea of becoming vocal local, establishing local voting precinct groups in all of the 177,000 plus voting precincts there are in this country, in all of the 3,066 counties of this country, where we could have perhaps these islands of freedom that Mike Chambers coined the term, from place to place where people could come and travel and we could get together and we could talk and we could map out a better plan, a better frame of government perhaps for the future than we have today, keeping certain understandings and histories alive. I'm just using this as an analogy. Patrick here. 600 years of fruitfulness. The clarity of the gospel message cherished by Patrick and those who worked with him was to live on for many years after him. There were many famous missionaries like Patrick, such as Columba. Check that one out, folks, carefully. You know, Cristobal Colom, Columbus. There were many famous missionaries like Patrick, such as Columba and his companions who set out for Scotland in 1563. There was the Columbanus, Columbanus, with his companions that went to evangelize France and Germany in 612. Might look into that word there. Go up on Freeman's website and see what you can find. Also a host here on Oracle Broadcasting. Killian and his and the brothers that accompanied him went out as missionaries to Franconia and Würzburg in 680. Foranen and 12 brothers with him set out to bring the gospel to the Belgian frontier in 970. For more than 600 years, Irish missionaries carried the gospel with them with the same truthfulness as Patrick's to Britain, Germany, France, Switzerland, Italy, and beyond. Darkness covered Europe in the 9th and 10th centuries, our writer here, Richard Bennett, writes. Darkness covered Europe in the 9th and 10th centuries. The Dark Ages had begun, and the Roman Church, having gained rulership through intrigue and persecution, now held most of Europe in her iron grip. Richard Bennett, a former Catholic priest, writing here. Even so, in those dark centuries, the Irish missionaries continued to spread the true gospel, seed which for centuries to come, which would bear much good fruit across all of Europe. Interesting, huh? Have you heard this story before anywhere on radio? We'll pick it right up with the embezzlement of the legacy of Patrick, the way that they always change history to suit their own needs, right after these words from our sponsors.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free.
Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And initially, he thought to have a 2-hour St. Patrick's Day special here this morning, but it does seem to be turning out that way, and that's fine by me. For all of our terrestrial radio listeners out there, and I thank you for listening, and I thank those that carry this broadcast to you for doing so. But for all of you out there that are listening on terrestrial radio, if you have no way of accessing the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage and clicking on the show archives link and clicking on Become Vocal Local and downloading for free, for your enjoyment, for your use, for your edification, the broadcast that you hear coming to you every single day. You can also do it the snail mail way, only and absolutely only if you have no access to a computer. You can send me a letter at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri. The big mo to me. 65647. You'll send me a $10 bill in an envelope. If you want to wrap it in foil, that's fine too. With your mailing address, a return address, I will forward that on to our archiver. What a wonderful guy who has put together, for your use and enjoyment, a DVD disc, so you're going to have either a computer that's not connected to the internet or some form of an MP3 player. But you can get a disc that has all of the broadcasts of the past year on one disc, not a colloquy, not a collection, one disc, a DVD disc, media disc, for $10. If you just simply send me a letter and ask it, and I'll make sure that it gets to you. Also, for those of you that are out there that do have internet-connected computers or can make your way to a public library or a school building or something, you can send an email to show.archive@gmail.com. show.archive@gmail.com, and you'll get a response back from Fritz, and he'll let you know how you can go about obtaining a DVD disc as well, also, $10. So that's another way of getting out. I was out this past weekend and went to my tobacco shop, and sure enough, there's someone there with a non-internet-connected computer. And folks, there's, as more and more people find are pinched, and I'm not out of that group either, but as more and more people are pinched, they're going to have to make a choice between the cost of this high-speed internet and dial-up connections and or just letting their internet connections go. And it's a shame, but people are getting pinched. And so some of those listeners that we had attracted earlier are finding their way back into snail mail land. But, again, if you'd like to, you can send an email to show.archive@gmail.com and get these DVD discs sent to you. It's an audio disc, not a. There's no picture. I'm not anybody that you'd want to look at. But showarchive.gmail.com, you can get a disc that has all of the broadcasts on. Let's go back to our discussion. The embezzlement of the legacy of Patrick. This happens time and time and time again. It frustrates me when I see it because so much of our history has been stolen away from us by those that would make themselves into little g godmen and strut around with fish hats and shepherd's crooks and others of their ilk. But with the coming of the Danes in the 9th century, however, the Celtic Church in Ireland began to lose its biblical clarity. In other words, it started off on the right foot, but then something happened. Further, Papal Rome began to unleash military power to bring Ireland under her control. This began with the decree of Pope Adrian IV, issued to King Henry II of England in 1155. And that papal bull, by the way, is available at the yale.edu law web. There's a lengthy link there. I'm sorry, I don't have a chat room to post it for you. Or a website. I paid for the dang thing. I just never built a website. I apologize. I don't know how to do it. King Henry carried out the designs of the papacy. Oops. The Pope authorized the invasion of Ireland and sent the king a ring of investiture as Lord of Ireland, calling upon the monarch. See how the way they do that? The Pope just says, hey, you're the king. This is the divine right of kings to rule, right? The Pope authorized the invasion of Ireland and sent the king a ring of investiture as Lord of Ireland, calling upon the monarch to, quote, to extirpate the vices that have there taken root in Ireland, saving to St. Peter and the Holy Roman Church the annual pension of one penny from each house. So wipe out the true believers and then tax every house. That's the way Catholicism has advanced. No offense to those of you that dust the pews on a regular basis, but you might want to do a checkup from the neck up before you put any more shekels in the pan. King Henry carried out the designs of the papacy in 1171 and with a strong military force subdued the whole Irish nation. He received from every archbishop and bishop at the Synod of Cashel in 1172 charters whereby they confirmed the kingdom of Ireland to him and his heirs. The king sent a transcript of these charters to Pope Alexander III, who, according to the letters of the archbishops and bishops, was extremely gratified by the extension of his dominion, and in 1172 issued a bull confirming the papal decrees of Pope Adrian. Further rulings were sent from Rome to Henry II and to the princes and the nobles of Ireland and to the bishops of Ireland to establish the hierarchy over the people and the pastors and enjoin obedience of both Ireland and England to the papal throne. I want to talk about mind control. I want to talk about perversions. There you go. The heritage of Patrick lives on. The heartbeat and the soul of Patrick was the gospel of Christ. He wrote in his testimony, quote, I am imperfect in many things. Nevertheless, I want my brethren and kinsfolk to know my nature, so they may be able to perceive my soul's desire. I'm not ignorant of what is said of my Lord in the psalm, quote, you destroy those who speak a lie, and a lying mouth deals death to the soul, close quote. Likewise, the Lord says in the gospel, quote, in the days of judgment, men shall render an account of every idle word they utter, close quote. So it is that I should fear mightily with terror and trembling this judgment on the day when no one shall be able to steal away or hide, but each one shall render account for even our smallest sins before the judgment seat of Christ. Close quote. Maybe if you have never taken the time, you might sit down with the Bible and go through it. Look at the Psalms and the Proverbs, the New Testament, carefully. There may be many things in there that you could find that you could add. Maybe write it out on a piece of paper or put it in a Word document or some other electronic thing. Many things that you could add for your own consideration. Precepts and principles, line upon line, as they say. You may not accept that this is a historical event. You may not believe necessarily in your heart of hearts that there's any salvation in this religion. But it is not devoid of useful words and thoughts and feelings and communiques from an ancient time, an ancient people to a modern people, places where we perhaps have gone off the track. Pick it up right on the other side of this break. Close out our discussion here.
Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Thank you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so for a long, long time, I've kind of talked on this particular topic, I guess you could say, encouraging people to ask themselves, and myself as well, on a regular basis, revisiting the thought over and over again, asking two very, very simple questions. Who am I? Who am I? And secondly, and like the first, and whose am I? Who am I and whose am I? When we spend endless time researching all of these various and sundry parts and pieces, trying to figure out about the Anunnaki and everything else, you know, Phobos and the rest of the mysteries. But have you ever sat down and just contemplated, who are you? And whose are you? Can you answer those questions? Does the answer to those questions change from time to time in your life, perhaps? These words, back to our article here, these words, the last and closing statement here, these words of Patrick are as a prophetic trumpet of the Lord. It is most serious to steal the legacy from the people of the nation, particularly when that heritage was life and light in Christ Jesus, Richard Bennett, formerly a Catholic priest, writes. Isn't that what we're witnessing today? Those who would steal the legacy of our people? When we think about a nation, you know, we're talking about tongues, tribes, and creeds here, as opposed to a state. A nation is different from a state. But it is most serious to steal the legacy from the people of the nation. Many Irish have grown up engrossed in the rites and rituals of Roman Catholicism. Many of us, here Richard speaking inclusively, being an Irish Catholic, many of us turning from those dead things and having drunk deeply of the biblical grace of God that is in Christ Jesus, now want to stand on Patrick's words, quote, "No one shall be able to steal away or hide, but each shall render account for even our smallest sins before the judgment seat of Christ." Whether you believe in that judgment seat or not, they're words to listen to. To publish abroad the gospel of God's chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world is our longing now, as it was Patrick's then. The wonder of Patrick's life was simply God's grace in Christ Jesus. The divine call to the true gospel went forth from Ireland for more than 600 years. One man. What can you do? What do you feel led to do? Is there something on your mind or something in your heart? One man for 600 years is his influence felt and remembered today, on this day. Just as Patrick expected the power of God's grace to overcome the priesthood of the Druids, we now stand for the same biblical gospel that he preached to evangelize those in the Catholic priesthood and hierarchy. The battle is the Lord's and the victory will be his. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Well, so many wonderful things he writes here. But if you want to find out more about that, you can visit Richard Bennett's website. It's www.BereanBeacon.org. That's spelled BereanBeacon. .org, Berean, Berean, beacon.org. Now there's other things here that Daryl has sent along to me, some quotations by an H. Grattan Guinness. Now you're knocking back a few Guinnesses this evening, perhaps. You might keep this in mind. All through its history, this is quotations, all through its history, idolatry has been the most marked characteristic of the papal system. Romanism is simply the old Roman paganism revised under Christian names. Romanism and paganism bear to each other the most exact and extraordinary resemblance. Had paganism its templars and temples and altars, its pictures and imagery? Question mark. So is popery. Had paganism its use of holy water and its burning of incense? Question mark. So has popery. Had paganism its tonsured priests, in other words, clipped or shaven heads, presided over by a pontifex maximus or a sovereign pontiff? Question mark. So has popery. And it stamps this very name, which is purely heathen in origin, upon coins and medals and documents of the arrogant priest, the Pope, by whom it is governed. Had paganism its claim of sacerdotal infallibility? Question mark. So has popery. Had paganism its adoration of a visible representative of deity carried in state on men's shoulders? Question mark. So has popery. Had paganism its ceremony of kissing the feet of the sovereign pontiff? So has popery. Had paganism its college of pontiffs? So has popery in the college of cardinals. Had paganism its religious orders? So has popery. Had paganism its stately robes, its crowns and crosiers of office? So has popery. Had paganism its adoration of idols, its worship of queens of heaven, its votive offerings? Well, so has popery. Had paganism its rural shrines and processions? So has popery. Had paganism its pretended miracles, its speaking images and weeping images and bleeding images? Well, so has popery. Had paganism its cruel persecution of those who opposed idolatry? Well, so has popery. Had paganism its enforced celibacy, its mystic signs, and its worship of relics? Had paganism its cruel persecutions? I read that already. I just have to throw it in again. God overthrew paganism. Satan revived it under Christian names. I'm quoted by H. Grattan Guinness. So much more there on that. Here's a little bit more from Daryl. If you want to visit Daryl's website again, you need to get him back up on the broadcast with us. He's done so much research into all of this. www.toughissues.org. He starts this way. Note, Webster's 1828 American Dictionary of the English Language defines the word Celt, the terms Celt and Celtic, as follows. One, Celt, one of the primitive inhabitants of south of Europe. Celtic, pertaining to the primitive inhabitants of the south and west of Europe, or to the early inhabitants of Italy, Gaul, Spain, and Britain. Celts and Celtics, these people, they call them pagans. Very interesting. Webster's 1828 American Dictionary. I was at the laundromat yesterday afternoon, tending to washing chores, and I was there by myself for an hour or thereabouts, and a man came in, and he was from Oklahoma, and we got into a conversation. I saw the plates on his truck. We got into a conversation. He was only washing a pair of jeans. Apparently his son had an accident, and he needed to quickly wash up the only other pair of jeans he had for the vacation that they were on, the weekend vacation. So I loaned him some soap, and off he went doing his laundry and I doing mine. And while we were waiting for his laundry to go through, we got into a conversation, as I often do. I can't help myself. But we found out that he was quite knowledgeable on many things himself, as it turned out, a history teacher. He also teaches philosophy and sociology in high schools in Oklahoma. And boy, did we have a conversation, as you can imagine. But he asked his students at one time in a quiz, if there were but three books you could take from your home or from a library or from a bookstore into a time capsule or a spaceship or someplace, place of hiding, I don't remember quite how he styled it, but if there were but three books that you could take to restart civilization, which three books would you take? And he was amazed by all of the various answers. He didn't get the stupid things he thought he would get. He got a lot of really bright answers, the young people really thinking on it. But the first word out of my mouth when I responded to him after he told me that. I told him I would take the Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary would be my first choice. And there's a reason for that, folks. If you don't have a copy of it, first of all, it's contemporary, almost, with the founding of this country. But that dictionary is a treasure trove. If you don't have it in your own library, I recommend that you look to acquiring it if you can afford it. They're not inexpensive. But Webster's 1828 is just a treasure. That aside, what books would you take? We'll be right back.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Very difficult decision indeed, trying to select three books from my library that I would take in my bug-out bag, if you would, or put in my backpack and carry it away to restart the civilization. Real tough question there. Which three books would you take with you? Which three books offer the most that would be worthwhile to have in your bunker someplace? Might think about that today as well. Daryl Eberhardt continues, and he writes this. He says, the St. Patrick, who was allegedly a Catholic bishop sent from Rome to Ireland and whose day is celebrated each year on March the 17th, was an invention of some clever ecclesiastics at Rome over a century or more after the real Patrick. The Celtic Christian evangelist of Ireland had died circa 466 A.D. The real Patrick was not Irish. Patrick, also called Sukkot, was born in Roman-controlled Britain circa 373 A.D., and although raised by godly, Bible-believing Christian parents, Patrick didn't have time for quote-unquote religion. Many of you probably haven't time for religion, quote-unquote, either. When he was almost 16 years of age, he was kidnapped by marauding Irish pirates and sold to a pagan Irish clan in the northern part of Ireland. While still in captivity, Patrick remembered his parents' words about the real Savior of the world and some of the scripture that he had been taught, and he surrendered his life to Jesus Christ. He escaped and returned to Britain, however. Having heard a call from God to return to Ireland, Patrick did so in 405 A.D. Patrick evangelized much of the island and established numerous churches, none of which had any connection to the church at Rome. He also helped to establish a number of monasteries to teach the Bible, monasteries that bore almost no resemblance to Roman Catholic monasteries. Celtic Christianity, to which Patrick belonged, did not impose mandatory celibacy upon its clergy. Patrick's words show that he was a Bible-believing Christian who had no connection to the church at Rome. The Romish church in 432 A.D. sent one of their prelates, Palladius, and this is a repeat of what we've already covered, so I'll just skip down a bit. Let's take a look at several quotations that deal with the topic of the real Patrick, St. Patrick. Patrick was a saint in the biblical sense. He was also a great biblical or Bible-quoting preacher of the gospel. In fact, it was said of him that he was a man of the book. He never appealed to any creed, pope, or council, but in his writings, brief as they are, no fewer than 113 passages of scripture are either quoted or mentioned. Taken as a slave to Ireland from his native Britain, as a lad of 16, he was made to tend the flocks of his pagan Irish master on the rugged mountain of Slemish. Amidst the solitude of his captivity, he was gloriously converted, calling upon the Lord providently. He was later enabled to escape his slavery and find his way home to be with his family in Britain again. And it continues. Very interesting stuff in all of this. Hope you've enjoyed hearing some of it. I think we have to understand that there's a certain amount of power and a certain amount of wealth in the Roman system. And as Auguste Comte, in his Universal Religion of Humanity, towards the end of that book, also known and translated by Richard Congreve as the Catechism of the Positive Religion, that in the end, in the positive stage of man, the stage that we're definitely embarked upon today, but in the state that the positive stage of man, that in the end, religion will look remarkably like the Catholic Church. History has shown that two paramount aims have activated the Roman Church since it first appeared in human record. The first aim is power. The Catholic Church has always sought to rule the earth. At any time and in any place where Rome has had the power to do so, it has forced its will upon the people. It has never for one moment pulled back from its dream of being a great world church, with every human being bowing in humility and helplessness before it. To deny this is to deny history, so writes Daryl Eberhardt. The second aim of Papal Rome has been wealth. Money is power, and Rome has bent itself to the task of acquiring wealth. Have you noticed how much of its faith and practice involves money? At every turn, the individual Roman Catholic meets the money box or the outstretched hand of the priest. The Catholic pays for his baptism. He pays when he kneels before a saint. He is careful to leave an offering at the confessional, and he pays for masses to be said for his departed loved ones. When he dies, he hopes that his friends will go on paying to have masses said for his poor burning soul that must suffer for years in the Catholic purgatory. Thus, from birth to death and far beyond, the dollar looms importantly before the eyes of the Catholic Church. The Church of Rome loves wealth, and it has tons and tons of it. But with these two goals, power and wealth, uppermost in its heart, the Catholic Church immediately encountered difficulties. There is no biblical authority for either. The Holy Bible seeks to set up no great world church, nor does it suggest such a thing. And above all things, the Bible does not encourage wealth among its churches or its ministers. Thus, in its 1,500-year drive for power and wealth, the Roman Church has had to look for authority somewhere other than the Word of God. This is where the traditions come in conveniently. All this by John B. Wilder, The Other Side of Rome, Zondervan Publishing, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And so, one last thing. I also received, again from Daryl Eberhardt, a DVD. I don't watch very many DVDs, but coming from this source, I thought I'd take the time to do it. It runs about 3 hours. It was very interesting, a well-put-together document, one that you might want to add to your viewing library. It's titled A Lamp in the Dark. And I'll just read a little bit from the back of this so that you get an idea of what this DVD is about. But A Lamp in the Dark is an exciting documentary that shows the intriguing history of the Bible. Enter into a world of saints and martyrs battling against spies, assassins, and wolves in sheep's clothing. Through the Middle Ages, the popes and the Inquisition forbade biblical translation, threatening imprisonment and death to those who disobeyed. Learn about the sacrifice of men like John Wycliffe, Martin Luther, William Tyndale, Miles Coverdale, and others who hazarded their lives to communicate the Bible in languages people could understand. With the fall of Constantinople, ancient Greek manuscripts came into Europe, and with them, the clear streams of understanding that brought about the Protestant Reformation. But what is little known is that Rome launched a counter-reformation with the intent of destroying all the works of the reformers. Could this be a key to the untold history of the Bible? And is it possible that this ancient war on the Word of God continues to this day? If that sounds at all appealing to you, you can go to a website here, www.adullafilms.com. www.adullafilms.com. Or you could call 888-780-5049. Again, that's area code 888, obviously toll free, 780-5049. It's a 3-hour DVD. It shows a considerable amount of this journey of keeping, I guess you could say, or preserving, or bringing forward, or translating the Bible into its present state, and all of the various and sundry machinations that were going along. Whether you believe or whether you disbelieve, whether you are an unbeliever or a true believer, this book has substantial influence. And it has much, because of what we've seen here from the Catholic Church, it has much to do with many of the things that we see around us today. There's nothing in the globalist mind that would be better serving than to, as if to deceive the very elect, paint a picture using holograms or blue beams or however they can do it, to make you think that we're in the end times and that you should be looking for a Messiah. It won't be the Messiah that you would anticipate. Of that I'm almost positive. But it will certainly be the deceiver, as if to deceive the very elect. So I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. Have a nice St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy your green beer, knock back a few Guinnesses, and remember, St. Patrick isn't what you thought he was. Till tomorrow, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.